We are live.
BOE back in session. We're getting ready to take up BOE 76 and 77, Timberlake Hideaway LLC. Go ahead, counsel.
Okay, so just to start, as it relates to number 77, I've got a value showing as 240340.
That's what we have.
Okay. And then for other one, I've got a value showing as 372290.
That is not what we have. We have 356770.
That's for
BOE 76. Looks like
Unit 42.
125 Short Creek.
And he's got four.
Okay.
And what was that value you showed that was different from mine?
356770 is what we have on BOE 76, which is the 125 Short Creek Trail.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start with Short Creek.
Okay.
So this is, again, just a requesting 7525 on this for vacation rental, this being the property that he would choose just based on valuation.
All right. Is the second property also a rental property?
I believe it is. And I'm aware of the precedent set about the 7525, but I'll, or about the remaining properties being entirely commercial, but I'll still make a request that in this instance, we still do 7525 on this.
Hold on. They have four, and I'm checking the other two.
Yeah, he has four properties. We just need to make sure. Or they have four properties.
Yeah. And I'm not sure of the information on the other two. He's not sent those appeals through us.
Wait. Why is that not coming up?
But to your knowledge, these aren't, none of these are residences or anything. This is just two properties that are in a nightly rental program.
Right, I believe they're in a nightly rental program where the owner also stays a number of nights at those properties.
Sure.
It looks like one of them is vacant land because it's got a zero valuation in my stuff.
Would that be the one located at?
No, that's the old one.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I show 2024. It was appraised as agricultural.
Which one is that one of these on the docket, or is that another property that he
That'd be zero. That'd be number 77. Previously, last year was showed as
okay.
Agricultural new construction. Now shows appraised at 240340.
So it was a pre-construction valuation. Gotcha.
And then because the other one, last year's value on it was actually they're both the same. Agricultural pre-construction valuations.
Okay, just one's a larger unit.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do we know about the other two properties?
I'm not finding them. They're not pulling up. Wait, hold on. I think I know why.
Did yours ever come up, Jesse?
It's land.
One of the names is Timberlake Hideaway.
They just need to update your spreadsheet program or something.
Land. One is Perfect Lake Rentals.
Well, Perfect Lake Rentals is the one we already did a 2575 on.
Okay, and that, yeah. And that's one of theirs.
Okay. Yeah, Council, you understand what we're talking about here? Perfect
yes.
Lake is both. Okay, so that looks like.
Oh, and then that was also Mr. Kellogg. Okay, let me.
And then the third one.
It is the higher valued one, though.
Of the three is?
Of the three, it's the highest, the perfect, from what I'm seeing, Perfect Lake is.
What about the fourth property?
It was land.
It was land?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Council, would you like to say anything more on these two? I mean, I can give you the reasons why we've done it, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. As far as this, the 125 short, I would argue that as these different entities are taxed as separate entities, they have their own,
understand
tax ID numbers or anything like that, that they be, I can understand having the two under Timberlake itself as being the 7525 and then 100% commercial for that second property under Timberlake, but as they are owned by separate entities versus Perfect Lake, I would ask that the greater value Timber Lake property also be given that 75-25 since it is under a different entity.
Thus far, what we've been doing is common ownership to avoid the corporation shell game, you know, for people that are trying to make money on nightly rentals. We have given a rather substantial break, we perceive, on the first one because we assume that they may stay nights in one of their 10 properties, you know, depending on who they are, for any given. But we give a 75% discount on that first one, and it's almost always picked to be the most expensive property they have. So that was kind of our reasoning, that if it's common ownership, we're giving a break on the first one, and surely with the 75% residential across the 10 properties, you know, they're not going to, their family or whatever, not going to stay enough nights to even fill that. Yeah, so that's how we've kind of looked at that. Some counties are going to 100% commercial with everything. Ours has been upheld at least once by a decision at the tax commission the way we're doing it. As to the common ownership, I don't know that we've had a specific ruling on that. So if we would love to have some guidance from the legislature, but it's just not coming. So that's what we've done at this point. And I'm saying that for the benefit, I suppose, of your clients so that they understand the reasons that we made these decisions. Okay. As to BOE 76 and 77, I would make a motion. I need to make individual, or can I make them together on that?
Okay. May I make one more statement?
Sure.
A proposal, moreover. Sure. So since these are not people that own 10, 20, 30, 50 properties,
sure,
that are causing vacant residential land to be taken by, you know, outside renters coming for the holidays, and since it is, you know, three properties with a fourth vacant land owned, I'm going to ask that we do some sort of stair step for these people that own, you know, they have their house, maybe they have the house they inherited or something like that, or a piece of land they built on, to earn a little bit of extra income. I would ask that on that 125 Short Creek, maybe not a 75-25, but a modified from something 100% commercial, maybe 75-25 the other way, just to show you get one property, you get the significant discount, you get the other property where we're throwing you a little bit of a bone, and then beyond that, it's full commercial.
And obviously, this is up for discussion with the board, but from my standpoint back when we were doing this, and I mean, I like a modified approach just because I think the tax commission also supports that, and the courts do, to try to get some fairness in there. But I'm back at the time we made this decision, I think the 75% was generous for this exact kind of reason, is that across, even if you have 10 properties, you're probably not going to get up to that 75% anyway. But if anybody else has any other comments on that, I don't know what, or questions.
Never a bad time to make new precedent. second stair step. Let's make everybody's day this morning. I'm the only one in the room.
You're
won't
not
tell.
The first to ask.
I can guarantee people are listening right now. They're getting ready to come in front of us. We appreciate it, Council. I think what I'm going to make a motion on BOE 76 and 77 to deny a change in classification based on the already mixed use by the same owners on BOE 81 that we've already approved.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Council. You get a decision within a couple days, and, of course, you know the rules. I'm sure you can appeal it to the State Tax Commission if you wish.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
On to BOE 82, and they are in person, and it's still 45 minutes. So are these all different people for the most part? It looks like we've got a couple of Natty investments, but are these just all different individuals, or are they represented by one person, or do we know? It doesn't say. We got them all in person, which to me in past typically means there's been one person designated to come and argue all of these. I mean, they go all the way through to almost our...
It's going to be... Some of these are Valerie's.
I'm just going to guess that...
Well,
Valerie or somebody has had them appeal all of these. I don't know.
Tyann Marsink was here before, and she's also...
I'm sorry?
Tyann Marsink.
Okay.
She's the one who was here the other day. I think she's coming back. And then, like you said, most of these are Valerie Budd.
All right.
And then when you get down the afternoon, down to number 106 and further, those seem to be different ones than represented.
So it'll be Tyann.
That's the second one that I see on BOE 83. Is that the person you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
She's right here. She's all the way up to then 86 is a different person. Is she also 82? Yeah, she's 82,
83, 84, 85, 86. All right, so we got in persons all the way up until this afternoon.
We do.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Is it Marsink? Is that how I...
Marsink?
Okay. Do you have... Are you here trying to represent multiple people on this or just yourself?
Today is just me.
Just you, okay. Who has VHB? Is that person here?
Yes.
She's here too?
No, VHB's me.
Okay, VHB is you, and then, okay. You've got VHB. So how many do you have in total?
So I have four between my personal and two LLCs.
Okay, so you have two LLCs and Natty. Is Natty one? Okay, VHB, Fox Hollow? No?
No.
Okay.
It's just the, all of us on page three are...
Yeah.
Okay. So we have one, two, you have four appeals in total? Okay, come on up. You're familiar, I assume, because we've talked in the past with what we have been doing. And are these just all classifications?
Valuations.
Some valuations as well.
Correct.
Okay. Can we make sure? Do you have your paperwork with you? Because I want to make sure that you have the same values that we have on our sheet. The reason I ask is after the printed cards went out, there was an across-the-board reduction.
Right. I saw that.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that we have the right values, that we're arguing on the right values.
Right, and yesterday I had sent in some notes to go with the file, and she said she put it with the file, and the reasons and evidence with each of those.
On valuation?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have an email on these?
It was yesterday, yeah. Or I don't know what you said.
I emailed them last night.
Last night.
Yes. Who'd they come from?
It would have come from Jen.
I didn't get them.
Jerry, during the break, did you get with me on your email? Because you didn't get that one email from me either.
Right, but I did get the one you sent me on the Hilton.
So let me get with you during the break.
Okay.
All right, let me see what I have here.
It's 214.
Oh, Jennifer has my old email. I got them. They're in my old email.
Okay.
Well, that's on a different one.
It's not that one.
Okay, I've got this one up.